Join us online, offline, and on your mobile at God's Grace Eston Global Commission, GGHC, as we study and rightly divide the word of truth with accuracy and precision. GGHC, grace will speak for you.
This month is our month of audacity, the month of audacity. And from last week's Sunday, we started looking at the teachings on the divine audacity. We started looking at the teachings on divine audacity. And in the series, Divine Audacity series, we started last week by talking about evil audacity and the stone of audacity. The evil audacity and the stone of audacity. I remember I told you last week, I said it is normal for the enemy to have audacity to challenge every good thing that God has done. And it did not start today. It started from way back, right from heaven. The devil, who was at that time called Lucifer, challenged even God, his creator. He had the audacity to say he wanted to be like God. And I remember I told you last week that for every evil audacity, there is a stone of audacity to humble them. For every evil audacity, there is a what? Stone of audacity to what? To humble them. I told you the story of David and Goliath. And I asked a very, very important question. I said, is it that small stone in the hand of David that brought Goliath down? The answer was no. Our mommy here said it was the faith that backed up the stone that humbled Goliath. The faith that did what? Backed up the stone, humbled Goliath. For your stone of audacity to walk, there is need for faith. There is need for aggressive faith. You need to be confident, as David was confident in God. Praise the name of the Lord. I made it clear to us that our audacity, that aggressive faith and confidence in God, is the stone of audacity in our hands. And I ended the service by stating clearly that our audacity of faith in God must be shameless. I said your audacity must be what? Shameless and consistent. If your audacity is not yet shameless and consistent, it's not strong enough. And that brings us to the topic of today. Shameless audacity. When we say your audacity should be shameless and consistent, what do we mean? Open your Bibles with me to the book of Luke, chapter 11. I want to read a short story there from verse 5 to 10. Shameless audacity. I want to read in the New International Version. New International Version. Luke chapter 11 from verse 5 to 10. New International Version. Luke 11 from verse 5 to 10. If you don't have your Bible, you can watch it on the screen. Then Jesus said to them, suppose you have a friend and you go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him. And suppose the one inside answers, don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock the door and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks will find. And to the one who knocks, the door will be what? Opened. Praise the name of the Lord. Shameless audacity. This is the story of a man. The man had visitor. The visitor came night time. And he looked into the house, at least, for something to offer his visitor. And he didn't have anything. And instead of him to tell his visitor, "Well, Oga, I didn't know you are coming. You came late. There is nothing to give." He left his house and told the man, "I'm coming. You will eat now." And he now went to another of his friend's place in the middle of the night, late hour. And he began to knock the door. And the friend said, "Yes, who is that?" He said, "It's me. I'm your friend. Eh? What do you want?" He said, "Can you please give me bread? I have visitor in my house." He didn't even say, "Give me bread because I'm hungry. You have visitor. You are coming to knock at my door." The friend said, "No, I've closed my door. Please, I'm sleeping. Me and my children, we have gone to bed." He continued to do what? To knock on the door. The Bible says, even if he doesn't want to give him because they are friends, because of the shameless audacity of that man, through that man not get shame. Because of the shameless audacity of that man, he will stand up and say, you know when you're lele. Yoruba will say, isonu lele now. Okay, take. Praise the name of the Lord. And Jesus Christ said, if you ask, you will be given. If you knock, the door will be opened. If you seek, you will find. Why did he give them this parable? He told them so that they will know that most times for you to receive anything from God, you need the shameless audacity. The shameless audacity is the audacity that does not have shame. It's the audacity that is consistent. It's the audacity that will not take no for an answer. Many of you ask God for one thing, for two things, for three things. And then sometimes it seems as if the reply is not coming as quick as you want it. And then you abandon it. Some people even feel too big for God. Say, "Well, I'm not asking again, Jare. If God like, make it do him. If he like, make it not do him." That one is his own cup of tea. I've tried, I've asked and asked. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says here, because of the shameless audacity of that man, his friend will not have any choice than to answer him. How much more our Father who is in heaven. If you look at the book of Luke chapter 8, verse 9. Sorry, Luke chapter 11, that same chapter 11 that we just read. I want to read from verse 8 to 9 in Pidgin version. I want to read it in Pidgin version. For those of you that don't have Pidgin Bible, you can download it and have it on your phone. Sometimes, when the grammar is too much, you can go to that version to break it down. Verse 8 and 9 of Pidgin version says, I tell you through word, even if the man inside, no one get up because you being friend, he go get up, give you anything where you want because you not let him rest. Because you not let him kill him, you not let him rest. He said, so I tell you true word, make you ask and God go give you. Make you find, you go see, waiting you they look for. Make you knock and the door go open for you. When you not agree, make a rest, he go answer you. Hallelujah. shameless audacity. Shameless audacity is consistent faith and hope in God, even when things seem hopeless. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Shameless audacity is consistent faith and hope in God, even when everything seems hopeless. The audacity of David that I was telling you about last week, of taking 5 stones to fight Goliath, was a shameless audacity. Was it a shameless audacity? It was. Because even Goliath laughed. He laughed. He laughed at David. This might not get sense. Look at this small boy. This one, does he have brain at all? It was shameless. The situation was hopeless. He couldn't fight with the normal weapon. He went with stone. Shameless, but effective. I spoke to somebody this week about shameless audacity. The person called me and he was telling me how his boss used to suffer him, make him suffer in the office. How the boss was so hard, so rude, so unkind to her. And I told her, I said, in our church, we are dealing on divine audacity for this month. I mean, we are treating divine audacity this month. And I told her, I said, if you can have what I call shameless audacity, that your boss will calm down. He said, sir, what do you mean by shameless audacity? I said, the audacity that does not have shame. The audacity that comes up when all things seem hopeless. When it seems there is no way. He said, what do you mean, sir? I said, go and tender your resignation. You are not a dog. She kept quiet. for like 2 minutes. I was saying, hello, hello. I thought maybe it's network. She was there. She now spoke back and said, sir, what did you say? I said, are you still there? I said, yes, sir, but it's like I didn't hear you well. I said, go and resign. Tell the man I'm not doing it again. I'm not a dog. Oh. He said, but yes, sir. You know my situation. My husband died 3 years ago. It is from this little money that I'm taking care of this, our children. All my husband's family are against me. In fact, it is this job that is keeping me sane. It's the one that is even making me to feel and think that I'm a human being. I'm just saying so that you can pray for me, sir. I say, I will pray. But I just want you to take another step. If you can do that, you will see what God will do. She said, okay, sir. And I prayed for her. In my heart, I laughed because I thought to myself, she won't do it. But thank God for people that still believe that there are men that God used. She obeyed the word. I'm telling you something that happened this week. And on Thursday, she wrote a letter and went to the Oga and said, Oga, the way you have been treating me in this place, I can't take it again. I am not a dog. I have resigned. The Oga said, you did what? you will suffer. He said, no problem. I am going. I can no longer continue like this. You cannot be treating me like a dog. Talking to me anyhow, insulting me, disgracing me in the public. No. I am a child of God. If God will not save me, will not help me, then so be it. I leave your job. And she left. On Friday, she resigned on Thursday. On Friday, the oga came to the house. He said, "Madam, I'm sorry. In fact, I looked at what I've done and see that it's not true." The woman said, "No, I'm not coming." He said, "I don't even want you to come back to my office. I want to put you in another place. Just 24 hours. He said, "Please, don't leave because of me. That thing that you told me yesterday, it has been breaking my heart. I've not been able to sleep." Hear me. Until your audacity becomes shameless, it does not have power. Hello? Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is a situation where there is no hope. She left the job that day, and in her heart, she was thinking that suffering has begun. That was what she was thinking. She didn't even call me. I didn't even know she resigned. It was when they came to beg her on Friday. In the evening, she now called me. I now told her, if they will change your department from under that man, if truly they will give you a new place, accept the job. He said, "The man is serious. They will give me." I said, "Yes, you can go back. Go and resume on Monday." He said, "Pastor, me, I've never seen this type of thing." I said, "That is God for you." So many times, our pride, our ego, and what will people say, how will people look at it, has hindered us from receiving so much from God. Those three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they say, "Ogasa, on this matter, we not get shame. Oh, whether you are king does not matter. We will not bow. We know that the punishment is death. We are ready to die." Shameless audacity. It's consistent faith and hope in God, even when it seems hopeless. How many of you still have hope in God? How many of you still believe that your life will be far better than this? How many of you know that in the next few months, in the next few days, people that know you before, they will not know you again for good? It seems when you look at the circumstances, it seems impossible. It seems, how will it happen? But that is the kind of audacity that brings about instant results. What is shameless audacity? Shameless audacity is demanding for help and believing that you will get it even when you don't qualify. That's shameless audacity. Demanding for help or demanding for something even when you know that you don't qualify. I always tell people, I said, if you think it is only by holiness and righteousness that God answers prayer to make people wealthy, then a lot of Christians shouldn't be poor. Is somebody listening to me? If it is by prayer of holiness or by righteous living that God prosper people, if it is by holy life that God give people money, a lot of Christians should be they go get money. I know some Christians, I've never seen their hair before. Now tie, they tie them. They tie it as if tomorrow no day. They don't wear makeup. They don't wear earring. They are the first to go to church. They are the last to leave church. They sleep in church. They clean the church. They fast. They pray. Yet, to eat is a problem. Ayaya. Is somebody listening to me this morning? What makes you receive from God is not your qualification. It's not your righteousness. It's not your holiness. It's your shameless audacity. Let me show you where that one is in the Bible. Somebody is saying, "What is Pastor preaching today?" What I'm telling you today can change your life forever. Open with me very quickly to the book of Matthew, chapter 15. I want to read from verse 22 to 28. Shameless audacity is demanding for something even when you don't even qualify. Matthew chapter 15, from verse 22 to 18. Can we put it on the screen? And a Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." The Bible says Jesus did not answer her. Can you read it there? Okay, it's on the screen. Jesus did not answer her a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him. And said, "Well, since you are not answering her, send her away. For she keeps crying after us." This woman not get shame. It's just a cry. The man you are speaking to is not answering you. Oh my Lord, he's looking at you bad eye. Are you not supposed to go? No. The woman kept crying, disturbing. And the disciples said, "Jesus, send this woman away." And Jesus was ready to send her away. Jesus answered and said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. He said, "Lord, help me." She said, and Jesus replied, "It is not right for me to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." Hey. Any yummy? My people. Which other insult is more than that one? This was a woman crying for mercy, crying for Jesus to come and rescue the daughter. And Jesus refused to answer. Say, "You okay? I don't have time." This is Jesus, the Son of God. He didn't answer. And the woman did not stop disturbing. She was shameless. Her audacity was shameless. By right, this kind of people should not even come near the children of Israel. They believe that they are infidels. They are sinners. Say, "Don't come." And the disciples say, "This woman is disturbing. Let's Jesus chase her away." Jesus now said, "Madam, please, this your noise is too much. I cannot give what I'm supposed to give to the children to you that you are a dog." Say the truth. If you come to my office now as a pastor and you are disturbed, say, "Pastor, please, I want to see you." I say, "Madam, please, you better wait. I want to answer my children first before I come to you dogs. Will you come next Sunday?" "No, come on." Eh? Me, dog. Jesus called her a dog. "I can't give the food of children to the dogs." But I love that woman. Her audacity was shameless because she knew what she wanted. He said, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." And she answered, she said, "Yes, you are correct, Lord." She said, "Even the dogs can eat the crumb that is falling from the table, sir. Even if it is crumb, I'm okay, sir." Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed at that very moment. Shameless audacity is when you have hope and believe that you will get something even when you don't qualify. It is shameless audacity that makes rich men rich, and those that are supposed to be rich are still poor. Shameless audacity. If you see a rich man now enter into this church, he will be behaving like a small boy. The rich men, they know how to humble themselves before pastors. They know how to dip their hand in their pocket and say, "Pastor, please, sir, take, sir." Even when they know that their way is not right. Their audacity is shameless. They still believe that they can get something from God. Many of us, we call ourselves Christian. We are serious with faith. But God has become our mate. We do not take God seriously anymore. At any little misunderstanding, little discomfort, you hear that, I won't go to that church again, self. For the next 3 Sundays, I'm not a good church. That pastor is annoying me. That usher, the way the usher is doing, self, I don't like it. You know, see the way that choir woman, they do, as if now she get the church. This was a woman that was referred to as a dog. But because she knew what she wanted, she said, Jesus, I no argue. I'm not in argument with you, sir. But remember that dogs also eat crumbs. Even if it is crumb, let it touch me. Until your audacity becomes shameless, it may be difficult for you to get what you desire. Your faith in God must not only be aggressive, must not only be consistent, it must be shameless. Shameless. Life will not give you what you want on a platter of gold, though. You must fight for it. You must fight for it. Praise the name of the Lord. Shameless audacity is not ready, is being not ready to take no for an answer. And it is not possible. No. Someone that has a shameless audacity will not take no for an answer. They will consistently continue to say, my God will do it. One of our mommies that attends this place, she was sharing her testimony with me this week. When she came here, she was about to retire in her place of work. They told her they will retire. And normally, when they retire there, they take everything that is official from them, including the official car that they gave to her and gave them. They normally take everything. So when she came to the office and I was praying for her, she said, that she doesn't even know where to start from now. That people will now begin to say, where is the car? She doesn't know. And I say, mommy, do you believe? She said, yes. I said, they will not take that car from you. I said, that car, they will give it to you. I said, have they given people like that? She said, it's very rare. It's very rare. I said, but in your own case, mommy, that car will not be taken from you. And she said, amen. But on the day that she retired and they eventually did send forth for her, they did give her the car. So she now went home. She said she was very sad. She said, in fact, this Sunday I will not go to church. Because people will be asking me about this car. What will I tell them? Where am I going to start from? This benefit they give, we can't even, which car does this one want to buy now? How will I, me that have been riding car everywhere now, I will now begin to climb. She fell down. Then she said something just entered her again. She said, wow, is it because of car that I'm serving God? Well, let me go to church. She said that she was in the church, she prayed, and she told God, said, God, even if you are not honoring me, if you say I'm not worthy, what of your son? He's a prophet of God. He said it with his mouth that they will give me this car. Even if you don't honor me, honor the word in his mouth. Pronto. They gave her a call. The MD of the place said, madam, we didn't give you that car that day. I wanted to give you. I don't know what happened. It's like we forgot. That car is your own. Come and carry it. As at the time she was calling me yesterday, I said, mommy, have you gone to? She said, I've gone to carry because I'm very here that the car is already in your possession. Not promise. Have you gone to carry? She said, I've gone to carry it. He said, I just say I should thank you, sir. God bless. I said, don't thank me. When you have shameless audacity, in God, he will prove himself. She was not ready to take no for an answer. Even though they have said, oh yeah, be going. She still went to the church and started questioning God. Say, God, even if you are saying, okay, I don't qualify, what of your son that spoke? Will you not honor his word? You know, there are some things you say in the ears of God, it provokes him to action. It provokes him to action. If it were some other people, they would say, well, they didn't give. Yeah, yeah, people. No problem. In fact, she didn't even call me. If it were some people, immediately they would call Pastor. Ah, oh, they didn't give you. Now you know the kind of prayer where they pray, we know the answer. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Until your audacity becomes shameless. Until it becomes shamelessly consistent. Until it becomes shamelessly consistent. Sometimes the answer will not come. Praise the name of the Lord. I will soon round up so that we can go and pray. Shameless audacity is refusing to be discouraged. Shameless audacity is refusing to be discouraged. Shameless audacity is refusing to be humiliated. Shameless audacity is refusing to be distracted. Somebody wants to humiliate you when you know what you are looking for. Shameless audacity will not be interested in what other people are saying. Many of us, the reason why we are not getting what we need is because of what people are saying. I remember a woman, the day an angel of blessing was waiting for her at the church, that was the day when she dressed up to come to church, somebody in her compound said, ah, madam, you are going again. Oh, the one you have been going since. What did he add to you? Yesterday, you still come and borrow matches from my house. Madam, they are just collecting your money. The pastor, they are, you know, she said that they're fat. Sit down in your house. If the woman had shameless audacity, she will tell the madam, I bind you up. What do you mean? Is it you I'm going to worship or God? But the words from that her neighbor entered her heart, broke her down. The person that has already dressed to come to church, she went inside and removed her clothes and said, the children be going. That was the day her angel of blessing was waiting for her in the church. And she didn't come. For those that have shameless audacity, they are not ready to listen to words that will distract them. What people are saying around you, what the economy is saying, if they like, let a bag of rice be 50,000. If they like, let a bag of beans, I hear beans is now more expensive than rice. Before, we used to run to beans. Say, okay, rice in one jalojewa. So now, where do we run to? Eh? Back to rice. Praise the name of the Lord. Shameless audacity is not interested in what is happening with the economy. It's not interested with what people are saying. Remember with the woman with the issue of blood. People were laughing at her. I'm sure she was trying to gain Jesus' attention. They, madam, you this man. Come out for here. What to do? But the woman knew what she wanted. Even if I smell, even if they don't allow me to near him, if I can only touch the hem of his garment. Our audacity was shameless. That was why she was able to receive a miracle. Check all the miracles. Most of the miracles in the Bible, you see this shameless audacity being repeated. Is it blind Bartimaeus? A blind man that is running. Blind man that is running. You know what will happen now? When a blind man is running, he will be jamming people left and right. They will be pushing him. He will stand up again. And he was shouting. Who is this bushman that is shouting like this? He said, that is your business. I hear. He didn't even care to ask, is it true? I hear that Jesus is passing by. Ah, he must attend to me today. Shameless audacity. Shameless audacity is to ignore your prestige, ignore your class, ignore your wealth. When it comes to God, become like a baby. My Igbo brethren will say tata. Become tata. Small baby. Many of us, when we come to God, we come with our prestige. We come with our class. Many people, when they are singing praise worship, to dance, to clap, to rejoice before your maker become a problem. People that don't have 5,000 in their account, they will be saying, you are worthy, Allah. You are worthy, my God. And meanwhile, you will see a rich man. I remember that dancing senator with his big belly. When he went and started leading praise worship, and he was doing like this, jumping up and down, rolling on this thing there. Many of us were laughing. But you know, God does not find those kind of things funny. A big man bringing himself down to that level. They understand what it means to please God. I remember one day a pastor came to this church to minister. And during the praise worship, I told him, oh yeah, Oga, come out, let's go. He said, do you go out for praise and worship? Ah! I don't only go out for praise and worship. I dance during praise and worship. Some pastors, when praise and worship is going on, they will sit down in their office. Masaka yala bababa. Man of God cannot dance. Man of God cannot praise God. Oh. Until your audacity becomes shameless, you cannot impress God. You cannot impress God. You must ignore your prestige. Forget about who you are. Forget about your class. Forget about your wealth. Remain humble. Remember that it is only God that has the final say. Everything that any other man say is a waste of time. The reason why many of us don't receive from God as we should is because our audacity is not shameless enough. Remember, the Bible says God resists the proud. But what will he give to the humble? He will give grace to the humble. Did he say we give grace to the righteous? Did he say we give grace to the Holy One? Who will get the grace? Humble. Let me say this to you. Majority of poor people are proud. Go and find out. If you see a rich man that is proud, his wealth is questionable. This is research I'm telling you now. Spiritual research. If you see a rich man that is proud, his wealth is what? Questionable. A rich man that God raised can't be proud. It's not possible. But you see a lot of poor, proud people. People that have small change in their account and in their own eyes, they have arrived. I remember when Mark Zuckerberg came to Nigeria. The man that owns Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram. He was wearing t-shirt and jeans. The people that went to meet him, they wear agbada, stash this thing, do the shirt, put suit. Say, hey, the man is coming. The small boy, he wear t-shirt, wear jeans. Come down from plane. I'm sure those that don't know him before say, nah, be that. Rich people are not proud. Few days after, he was jogging on Ikoyi Bridge. He said, one go do exercise. If na Nigeria here, yeah, one man go carry an umbrella. The other one carry a leg. One carry a bag. Two hold spare shoe. They can even say, yeah, put your head, let me. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. When you get home, read the book of Luke, chapter 18, from verse 9 to 14. This was where we read on Wednesday during the communion service. You will see the story of the Pharisee and the tax collector there. Luke chapter 18, from verse 9 to 14. The Pharisee was praying in the temple and he was boasting. He said, I pay my tithe. I walk righteously. I do not commit adultery. I fast twice a week. And all these things, he was using what he was doing to boast in the temple. But meanwhile, the tax collector was far away from the altar. He hid in one place. And the only prayer he was praying, he said, oh Lord, have mercy on me. I know that I'm not even supposed to come near this altar. Just have mercy on me. Jesus Christ now said, who do you think God will honor out of the two of them? God resists the proud, but he will give grace to the humble. For your audacity of faith in God to walk, it has to be shamelessly consistent and dogged. For your audacity of faith in God to walk, it has to be shamelessly consistent and dogged. This month, as children of God, you must continue to persevere. You must be shameless of your service and devotion to God. Don't care about what people are saying. Don't care about what, that's not your business. Focus on God. Because God will surely honor your shameless audacity. Until your audacity becomes shameless. Until your audacity becomes shameless. Honor is very far. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me round up by telling you this story. And then we'll continue by rounding up this series next week, Sunday. There's a woman that always comes to the church to sweep the church. She will come, sweep the whole church. Sometimes, people, others used to help her. Sometimes she will do it alone. Mop everywhere. And then one day, as she was walking in the house of God, a man came inside. And the man said, Madam, I always notice that anytime I come to church, you are the one sweeping, mopping everywhere. God bless you. And the man went to the altar, prayed. And after praying, the man dipped his hand into his pocket and brought out few thousands of naira and said, Madam, I just want to sow this seed into your life. And the woman laughed and collected the seed and said, okay, thank you very much, brother. I appreciate it, but please come. Me too, I want to give you something. I want to give you my complimentary card. So he followed the woman outside. Lo and behold, a very expensive SUV with a driver inside was already waiting. And the woman called the driver. So, he said, are you there? I said, please bring my bag. And the driver rushed, brought out the bag, and the woman brought out her complimentary card. And gave the man. The man was like, madam, are you the owner of this car? She said, yes. I am the MD, CEO of so-and-so bank. The man shocked. I noticed that you two, you are always coming here to pray. I hear you every day praying, crying to God that God should bless you. So that's why I'm giving you my card. Come to the office so that we can find something for you. The man was shocked. He thought because the woman was coming to wash the house, clean the church every day, she was a jobless woman. No! She had devoted that day in a week to come and be cleaning the house of God. Until your audacity becomes shameless, it may not attract God's attention. Remember, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And if you must come to God, you must believe that He is and is a rewarder of them that, underline the word, diligently seek Him. Consistently seek Him. Shamelessly seek Him. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Begin to talk to God. Say, Lord, I've heard your word this morning. I need you, O Lord, to cause my audacity, my faith in you, to be shameless, to be consistent. I do not want to lose focus. I do not want to allow pride to hinder me from my blessings. Help me, O Lord. Are you praying? I want to believe you are praying this morning. If you pray this morning, the Lord will hear you. Help me, O Lord. I have seen from the message today that in so many ways I have hindered myself. I have seen from the message today that in so many ways pride has hindered me. I have allowed pride to hinder me. Many of us, we allow what people are doing around us to hinder us from getting from God. The way that brother looked at me, the way that sister did. Imagine, if they didn't even greet me. He didn't greet me enough. He didn't do this. He didn't. What is your business with that one? The woman was called a dog. Jesus said, I cannot give the food of the children to the dogs. The woman said, no problem. I agree, sir, that I'm a dog. But please, can I have crumbs? She was shamelessly consistent. Her audacity was shameless. Jesus said, your prayer is answered. I have not seen this kind of shameless audacity before. Say, Lord, help me. Help me to be consistent. Help me to be focused. Help me to be humble. So that I can receive from you. Thank you, Father. You have just 2 minutes to pray. If you keep quiet now, that means you do not understand this message. If I were you, I would open my mouth. I would say, Lord, I need your help. I have seen that my audacity is not shameless enough. It's not consistent enough. Many people, they have stopped going to church. When they go to church once, twice, three times, and it seems as if what they are praying for is not yet manifesting. I'm not going again. Some people, they have allowed what people are saying outside. Now pastor, they shop the money. Now this one, that one. They have allowed those ones to hinder them. Meanwhile, these people that are distracting you, they too, they know where they are going for prayer. Say, Lord, help me. Help me. My service to you must be shameless, must be consistent. Thank you, Father. If you are like that woman that I spoke to this week, and they told you to leave your job when you do not have any other hope anywhere, will you leave it? Shameless audacity. By the time she called me yesterday and told me what happened, I mean, Friday evening, I told me what happened. And I asked her, I said, but why did you, I thought you were not going to leave. He said, no. He said, because you said it, sir. And I believe that you are a man of God. God honored her because of her shameless audacity. I am very sure, by the time I hear from her next week, the new place they will put her will be a very comfortable one. I'm sure with better The man said he could not sleep. She challenged him for the first time. I'm not a dog. I don't want your job anymore. until children of God take their stand, the enemy will continue to ride on them. Open your mouth and say, "Oh Lord, my Father, I shamelessly rely on you. I shamelessly depend on you. Do not put me to shame. Do not put me to ridicule. Answer me, oh Lord. I shamelessly rely on you. I shamelessly depend on you. I shamelessly hope in you. Do not put me to shame. Do not put me to ridicule. Answer me, oh Lord. I have nowhere I'm going to. I have no other God I trust. I have no other hope anywhere. I shamelessly rely on you. And I know you will do it." Open your mouth and say, "Father, I shamelessly rely on you. I shamelessly depend on you. I shamelessly hope in you. Like the three Hebrew children, I shamelessly stand with you. I know you will not let me down. I shamelessly hold the stone of audacity in my hand. Even though they are small, I shamelessly depend on you. And I know you will not let me down. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father." The Lord is opening the way up for somebody here this morning.
Amen.
That block road is opening. Amen. Say, "Lord, I shamelessly hope in you. I shamelessly depend on you. I shamelessly rely on you. Arise and reward my shameless audacity. In the name of Jesus." Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. "I shamelessly depend on you. I shamelessly rely on you. I shamelessly trust in you. Rise, O Lord, and defend my shameless audacity. Arise, O Lord, and reward my shameless audacity. Arise, O Lord, and reward my shameless audacity. I shamelessly hope in you. I shamelessly trust in you. I shamelessly depend on you. I shamelessly rely on you. I don't care what people are saying. I'm not interested in what the trend is. I'm not interested in what the economy is saying. I'm not interested in the market price. I shamelessly depend on you. I shamelessly rely on you. I shamelessly hope in you. Reward my shameless audacity in the name of Jesus. Reward my shameless audacity, Lord. Reward my faith. Reward my belief. Reward my trust in you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word that has gone out. Thank you because from today, our faith in you will increase. That audacity that we have in you shall become shamelessly consistent. We will not give up. We will not surrender to the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for everyone here today that is believing you, God, for something specific. Because they are here this morning, answer them by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. By this time next week, Sunday, let everyone here have a testimony to share. You, that sister that had a dream, I think it was yesterday or so, I see you in that dream, troubled, worried, and you are saying that, "I will see Pastor about this dream today." I have good news for you. The Lord said I should tell you, every evil effect of that dream has been turned around to your favor in the name of Jesus. Everything that they are planning against you shall become a stepping stone to your testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I see somebody here, you are decorated with new garment. The old garment is being removed from your life. Thank you, everlasting Father. Let's open our mouth and begin to thank God for what He has done in this morning service.